Good morning, this is Alpine and Alicia with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Strawberry supplies in local news, strawberry supplies in Queensland have been disrupted by extreme weather, making them harder to find on supermarket shelves. Prices also risen slightly, averaging around $4.50 to $5 per punnet, as production struggles to keep up. Queensland Strawberry Growers Association President Adrian Schultz said yields have dropped by 30% after rain damaged crops earlier in the season and heat waves in September and October. Supermarkets expect shortage to be short-term, with supply returning back to normal once southern farms begin harvesting more fruit.
A Brisbane woman's street library has led her to clash with local council. Melissa Forbes set up a book box on the grass out the front of her Clontarf home to encourage locals to give a book, take a book. However, a complaint lodged with the Moreton Bay Council led to the box being marked as illegal. Forbes was informed that to keep the street library open, she would need to apply for a permit and obtain a $20 million public liability insurance, as the book box was installed on council land. After sharing her story online, an online petition was set up which received hundreds of messages and signatures. Now the book box is fixed to Forbes' fence to comply with council standards and affectionately labelled illegal book box.
In national news, Victorian Police Commissioner Mike Bush is under fire for using a police-issued helicopter to fly to Tasmania for conference. He was attending an annual conference attended by the chief commissioners from Australia and New Zealand. Commissioner Bush has since apologised, stating that using the helicopter was, quote, the wrong decision, end quote. Victorian Police stated that the flight did not cost taxpayers any extra money and there was no, quote, additional financial cost associated with this flight, end quote. New Zealand Police Commissioner and the Chief Commissioner's Staff Officer was also on the flight.
The Western Australia local government elections held over the weekend have been described as successful by the Acting Electoral Commissioner, Mr. O'Reilly. However, as of Monday, 297 ballot papers were initially missed in one mayoral election, and only 29.7% of eligible voters had voted. The low voter engagement has brought up discussion of WA's lack of compulsory voting. Mr. O'Reilly has responded to the proposed compulsory voting reforms, quote, "We're very open to be part of that conversation," end quote, to the ABC.
In international news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has backed Kevin Rudd, Australia's ambassador to the US, after he was criticised by Donald Trump. Albanese appointed his Labour colleague in 2023 to the four-year contract. During the meeting, Rudd and Trump were caught in an awkward exchange after Trump questioned him regarding derogatory comments made prior to being appointed Australia ambassador. Trump said, quote, "I don't like you either, and I probably will never will," end quote. And Rudd responded apologetically. Albanese's two-day US visit has now concluded, and he is making his way back to Australia.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to